Well, as you know, we will resume with this meeting. A first part, it is only to discuss points to be discussed to save the time during the session of next week, which will be just for voting and the election of a new committee. As by the last, the first part of this general assembly was held in the September 7th, 2020, and then we are resuming it. On the vote, we have until now 3 points. Point number one is a proposal which I sent, and it is regarding the situation of the executive committee in the time of crisis. In the time of the crisis, and there is an alternative proposal offered by Christiane Ulrich, and there is also a proposal regarding the structure of the executive committee in the future. If you have any questions regarding these three proposals, please go ahead. Christiane is available and me too to answer your questions. In addition to that, there is the bylaws, which I would like to thank Mark Engelhardt very well. Many thanks, Mark, for your hard work and with the team to make this possible. I send you the final draft of the bylaws. If you have any questions, Mark is happy to answer these questions. I see the first question, Mark. Please.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. I was just wondering about those two proposals on the statutes, yours and Christiane's. Honestly, I think I don't really understand why we need any changes to the statutes regarding this matter. And if we need some, then probably not those. I mean, two remarks. Number one, I don't see why the years during the pandemic shouldn't count. I also think that's nothing really we should. I don't see any reason for that. And honestly, I don't think that the statutes are the place where such a change should be made. I think the General Assembly could decide, if they wish so, to prolong certain positions with a two-thirds majority, as is stipulated in the statutes already under Article 20, if they think that there were extraordinary circumstances. But I don't think that anything like this, I mean, this is a one-time situation, should be changed in the statutes. And I can also say, if anything should be changed in the statutes, then what most other associations did is that they stipulated in their statutes that it's possible to hold a general meeting online, which Swiss law by now empowers us to do. So I think if there should be a change for the future pandemic situation, then it should be that AKANU would be able to have their general meeting online, which then would ensure us that we have an annual general meeting, really.
Okay, thank you very much. The question, if I may, Mark, yes, we can hold the meeting online, but the question was, how can we do the secret voting online? And we didn't find an alternative for that. I personally is looking for an alternative. How can we guarantee remotely secret voting? How can we do that? I didn't find any alternative for that, and I call on all other colleagues who has an idea to share it with us, maybe also with the next committee to see how can we apply it. The second point is regarding why we need such an article, because we have been asked several times, what is your status now? What is the status of the committee now? You cannot hold, you cannot have a general assembly. Which legal status do you have now? Someone asked me this question, and I think some members also faced such a question. Therefore, we would like, my idea was to have a clear definition what is the situation of the legal status of the committee. There is a question from or a comment from Catherine. Please, Catherine.
Yes. Good morning. You can switch off my... Okay, thank you. Good morning, Tamer. Good morning to all of you. Good morning, Mark. In fact, it is to complete. As you know, we hope that it won't happen again, but I think we should be very clear in the status, because some members did comment and say that the actual committee had, in a certain way, hijacked the power and that they're keeping the power. So I think it should be very clear in the statutes that if there is a case like that, that we found a way for the committee that has been elected or to be at interim. That means that like in any political situation, état d'urgence, they cannot take any important decision. But what they only do is take care of the everyday life, what you call in French, les affaires courantes. So it doesn't mean that the committee members have any kind of authority or authority to decide anything or to vote something. No, they're just there to keep the good functioning, to keep the association functioning. It is, in fact, what we did. Because none of us had the intention to stay as long and to serve as long the members. Because as you know, it is very demanding and tiring that in addition of our personal work and our personal family life, that we are serving the members, finding guests, organizing press conferences and everything, it is a work. So I think that it should be clear, as both said, that in the status we should say that they are at interim, and if we find a way, as Mark mentioned, to have a general assembly, but that would be able to keep the votes secret, we should find a system. Because it was proposed to do a virtual, some members wanted virtual General Assembly, but the problem is that the Assembly is always handled by the Secretary or someone, and some people didn't want the Secretary to know what they were voting for, which is totally normal, that everyone wants their vote to be secret. So if there's anyone who has a proposal of a system that could be used in case of new problems, it would be welcome. And now, regarding what you said, Mark, counting the years, I think that if someone is elected for 1 year, it is 1 year. And if the person is kept on duty because of the force majeure, I mean, the person doesn't want to in fact have a year, you know. So I don't think that it should be counted. It's like into politics, cases of force majeure, it is what we call in law force majeure. It has a meaning. Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine. I give the floor now to Paola. Just a second. Paola, please.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. I actually don't see any purpose in changing the the statutes. I do think that, you know, as Catherine said to start, people actually have been extended during that period to stay on, and they do continue to carry out their duties. So I don't really understand the logic of not counting the years that they are doing their duties. So those actually should be counted, I believe, in the period that limits, if you wish, the committee members, you know, for their functions. So otherwise, it has been, you know, an extended period right now. You know, there have been efforts to try to get this thing happening, you know, as soon as possible. Yes, I think the whole world has discovered Zoom. We have discovered Zoom in our own work. There have been executive meetings that have been, you know, of much greater importance than ACANU, that have been organized to discuss, you know, major issues, AGMs, etc. So yes, this could have been organized earlier. As far as voting, I think we, you know, we just have to go out of our doorsteps to realize the country that we live in, which you know, which has organized for, you know, a very, very long time the existence of mail-in ballots. I don't really see that much difficulty of requesting members to send in ballots potentially to a post office, you know, P.O. box, or, you know, something like that, that would remain, how do you say, untouched until the day of the vote, and would be handled by people who would be, you know, outside of the committee. So, yeah, those are just some of my thoughts. Just trying to think. And also just one thing. I assume that this meeting, given the limited participation this time around, will not only be posted on the website, and that there'll be an email to notify those who haven't been able to attend this time, but that there'll also be clear minutes of this meeting that will be posted together with that. Thank you.
And thank you very much, Paola, indeed, for your proposal. It will be very appreciated if you can draft your proposal about the voting. It is a good idea. If you can draft it, please, and send it to the secretary, then we can keep in mind and forward it to the next committee to study it carefully.
Could I just make a little statement? I actually have brought this up a number of times in the last few months. So, yes, I will make a little note of it and send it to you.
Yes, you mentioned it before. It is right, but it was not for me clear as a proposal. It was just thoughts or ideas. I couldn't start with this, but I think you are better than me in the formulating and wording. You can draft it in a good way, and then we can study it and forward it to the upcoming committee.
Okay,
thank you very much. And then Christiane Urlich.
Thank you. Good morning, Tama. Good morning, colleagues. I totally agree that it might be necessary to stipulate that a committee is an acting committee, although I think it's not quite clear what the duties are, and they are not spelled out. But so the reasons for a statute, you know, in addition to the statutes on that matter, I totally see how that might be useful to add clarification, but I do not see how the counting of years has anything to do with that. And that's why I made my alternative proposal, which does not mention that. I think the statutes are clear, and I think this is a venerable old association of 70 years. People who came up with these statutes had good reasons to limit terms as they have, and I think we shouldn't lightheartedly change that. Having said all of that, there is a provision, and that shows how wise our forerunners were in devising these statutes. There is a provision for anyone to run for a new term if the AGM so wishes and it can decide to do so. So I do not think that we need to change, that we need to stipulate in the statutes that certain years don't count. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. There is Catherine, please.
Yes. I would like to come back on certain things. I think that it should be certain things should be clarified. As Christiane mentioned, during the last, since the pandemic, there have been too many questions about why are you still there? Why aren't, isn't there a General Assembly organized? Why this, why that? So I think a clarification is needed in order to answer and to answer the questions that certain members had about the fact that committee members that have been elected are still there. So I think it should be stipulated that, as I mentioned before, that these people are only to keep the association working and serve the colleagues. The other thing that personally I'm a bit sad about, as I'm in ACANU since 1998. The association has always been a group of people that was serving their colleagues with goodwill, without any political hidden agenda. And it was more a kind of family, as we were spending the majority of our time all together in the Palais. Sometimes we were spending more time in the Palais than at home with our families. And I'm very sad that certain people try now to manipulate, exclude, and things like that. I think if someone wants to help on very, as we know, it is of, people are not paid, and they do it on their will, you know. So, and we've seen it since the pandemic among the people that were in the committee. Let's be honest, only very few of the committee members took care of the life of the committee. Some of the committee members never even provided a name of an expert, or even provided the connection, the contact of an expert. So you need to have the envy to share and to help your colleagues. And if it starts to be too strict, my fear, and don't think that I want to stay during 2,000 years in the committee, but we have some of our colleagues that left, unfortunately, like Stephanie, she spent more than 20 years in the committee at several positions because she was willing to help. And she did it very well. So I think we should leave the door open. Of course, we will avoid that anyone is going to hijack the power of the committee. But I think that the statutes are very clear on that, that neither the president and the vice president can stay more than two mandates of 1 year. That's very clear, always been. And now, if people want to serve, for instance, the job that Tamar is doing or the job that Bridge is doing, meaning secretary or treasurer, you need to be dedicated to your colleagues because you need to answer the mails. You need to answer the requests for press conferences. It is a job on the side, and you need to be available and to make yourself available. Some of the colleagues don't want to. When they are on holiday, they just lock their phone and they're away and they're not working anymore. So I think we should take into consideration the voluntary side of the association. And now to come back to what Paola said, yes, it is true, Paola. Some very big companies did organize virtual general assemblies, but I mean, they have the money to pay the systems and the tools to have this, to hold these kind of things. And when you say, yes, people that are not in the committee can handle the votes, I mean, the people that are outside the committee are not neutral. We all know that. So that would not be an insurance of neutrality. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much. Mark, please.
So now it works. Thank you all. Katerina, I think that for me, at least, it sounded a bit mixed up now. Now, first of all, and I think that hasn't been said yet, thanks very much to everyone who's been so active during the past years in the ACONU committee. And I think that was a lot that's been done in that time. And I personally, and for my work, I'm very grateful to everyone who contributed. And so this is a fact. Thank you all. Now, secondly, we're discussing, I think, but I'm not sure really, after what you all said, Katerin, what we're discussing, but I think we're discussing the question of term limits. Now, in the statutes, there is a clear provision. And Article 20 of the statutes basically says different time limits depending on which position you hold. Anyone laughing?
No, it's okay. No.
Okay. Now, so it's all in the statutes. It's I don't have to quote the statutes, right? I mean, it's 2 years, I think, for the president and the vice president, 4 years for the secretary and the treasurer, and 5 years for everybody else. And then you have to have a period of 2 years of abstention, then you can be reelected. However, if the AGM wishes so, they can re-elect you with a two-thirds majority, even if you have served 5 years. So I think it's all there. And honestly, these provisions are exactly made in the case that someone is hijacking the committee. And I'm not saying that anyone is doing that at the moment, but it could happen. And it could especially happen in a time of crisis, for instance, in a pandemic. And for that not to happen, we have the statutes. And I really don't see why we would have to change anything. I would rather think it dangerous to change anything here. We have all the possibilities at our hands as we speak. If the General Assembly is of the opinion that the committee as it is, or in parts, should continue, despite the fact that a couple of years have passed, they can do so. So I really don't see the problem. And certainly this is not meant as a way to diminish whatever has been achieved in the past years. And then lastly, about the digital meetings, just to make that clear also, I think if we change the statutes, we shouldn't say how we can have less participation from the membership in terms of crisis. In times of crisis, we should rather say, how can we keep the participation going in times of crisis? And I mean, I'm a president of a committee of a small school association, and we had our meetings online. It's not complicated, and it's certainly not expensive. And ACANU can do it. If the Verein für Deutscher Schulunterricht can do it, I think everybody can.
Okay, thank you, Mark, for your clarifications. Yes, as you know, we did our meetings, the press briefings online with success, and it was very helpful for many colleagues. The question was, how can we make voting, how can we make the voting system with a secret ballot? It was a technical problem. It was not the question is to do it or not to do it, just how to do it perfectly and without any leaks. That is the question. But to have a general assembly online, yes, we can do it. But the question was the voting and how to make it sure that it works without any problem. Regarding the terms of the mandates, I think there is no discussion on that. The question, just in case of crisis, should we count the years where the committee is at interim or not? This is the question. There is no question, should we make it open-ended or not? This is not the question. And as all of us knows, the counting the terms will start up the upcoming voting next week. Thank you very much. Gabriela Sotomayor, Buenos dias.
Hi. Hi, hello. Sorry, hola. It's nice to see you all, but I can't really put my video on right now. I just want to say thank you very, very much to all of you that kept alive our association all these years. It has been really hard for everybody, personally, because we had a lot of work to do, and you kept going, and for that I am so thankful, and I want to express my admiration and my and say thank you to all of you. On the other hand, I want to second what Mark said, because everything is there in the statutes, but if we want to change something or vote on an amendment, my question is, this will apply for the future, because we can't do a statute and put it backwards, you see?
Yes, it is exactly. Yes, I don't like to interrupt you. Yes, it is for the future. It is not retroactive at all. Just to let you know, Gabriela and the others, retroactive is forbidden according to the Swiss law.
Yeah, exactly. That was the clarification that I had. But in any way, I don't think that, well, maybe we need to add a little paragraph that in case of a pandemic or something like that, or a crisis or a war. But I want to second Mark, because I think everything is there in the statutes already. So I don't see the necessity to change. And on the other hand, I want to say thank you so much to all of you, especially you, Tamer, because you have been there every day, the same as Kat, Body. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Gabriela, for your statement and the comment. And I repeat again, all these issues are for the future. No retroactive. Retroactive is not allowed according to the Swiss law. I give now the floor to Catherine. You have a follow-up.
Yes, I wanted to make clear that, for instance, at the personal level, I never wanted to change the status. I think, as Gabriela said, as Mark said, everything is there, and we are functioning very well for now, more than 75 years. But some members did express their will to have clearer paragraphs about certain situations. But as Mark mentioned, everything is in the statutes. I think that the people who wrote that at the time of Cold War and all those problems did everything they could to avoid difficult situation, hijacking of power. But we have to admit that since the pandemic, some members did say that statutes were not clear enough. So it is just an answer to the request of certain members.
Yes, thank you, Catherine. And I agree with you completely. It is, and as Marcus said, everything is clear in the status, but it is just, as Catherine said, it is just to define the situation of any upcoming committee during crisis where it may be not possible to have a general assembly or an election of a new committee, because we have been asked, as I said before, some members asked, what is your status what is the status of the committee now? Therefore, I think it should be clarified the situation of this status. Thank you all. And there is now Buddy, please, Buddy.
Yeah, hi. I'm so sorry. I'm still on my way to Bali. Just to emphasize, thanks a lot for everyone, also the committee members. Mostly they are passed the grid 3 years, and thanks for all help from you. Question that I emphasize Tamer's proposal. That means me and the government will not run again for the new presidency. Means all the proposal is take place to the next committee. It's just to say we will try to, how could I say that? We will try to better server from our committee. I'm sorry that I heard me well. Hi, Tamer, I heard me well. Sorry.
Okay. Yes, I hear you well. Yes.
Yeah. Just, well, again, Gabriela, thank you for the proposal that you said, but don't be so worried about our mandate, but for the next, mostly. Thank you.
Thank you. And I can ask Christiane, please, Christiane, if we can agree on a common text, but it is better than we have antex and a counter proposal, a proposal and a counter proposal. I hope that we can agree on one common text, and then we have just one text for the voting. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, if I understand the comments that have been made so far, the commonality is that we should stipulate that Akane committee, if no AGM is possible, will be an acting committee. Mm-hmm. And that's it. So we agree on that sentence, I have no problem with that. You know, it's okay. Not a counter proposal. It's just, I don't think we should add things that are not necessary to the statutes. And if we have this one sentence, then Akane committee is an acting committee in case the AGM cannot be held. I have no problem with that. That's what I say in my proposal.
Okay, I will draft a new text and I will send it to you. And if you agree with it, then we can have just only one text.
I mean, my question is really honestly, do we need that at all? Because because it's we would need to stipulate, what does that mean then, an acting committee? That would then need to be spelled out. You know, what can it do or can it not do? Do we really want to go down that road? It's going to get complicated. Because if we have a term in the statutes which is not spelled out, you know, it's an acting committee, but what does that mean? Okay. If it's not spelled out, that might just add to the confusion. So I wonder whether we need this at all, whether we need to have a statutes changed at all. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Christiane. I will draft a new text, which maybe just to have one text, and I hope that all members are satisfied with that. And I will send it to you today to check it, okay?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Jetzt, Jan. Jan?
Yes, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Ah, wonderful. Yeah. First of all, would like to say hello to all of you. It's great that we have a meeting or pre-assembly meeting. That's fantastic after 3 years, and hope that we can come up with some proper decisions. actually, what I wanted to say has been said now, that you agreed to outsource this, because I think we have many other issues on the agenda. And if you can agree on a sort of merger of your proposals, that would be fantastic. That's all I want to say at the moment. I hope that we have a constructive session this morning. Many thanks.
Okay, vielen Dank, Jan. Thank you very much. Yeah. Okay, back again to Katrin. Katrin, please.
Yes, I wanted just to say regarding what Christiane said, when you say acting committee, if you write that the acting committee in times of crisis are just taking care of the day-to-day business of the association, and serve the members, help the members to have access to information and help them to work, you know, something very clear and simple. And as mentioned previously, it is not, for instance, a personal will, but it is questions that have been asked on a very regular basis by some members. What is this committee doing? What is your position? You're not your term was 1 year. How do we call you? So I think that we need to answer the questions of the members.
Okay, thank you very much. Gabriella, I see your hand is still raised. It is a follow-up question. Gabriella?
No, I forgot to...
Okay. No problem at all. As I said at the beginning, I sent you the last version or the final version of the bylaws, and I would like, for those who didn't came at the beginning, I would like to thank Mark Engelhardt very, very many thanks, Mark, for your hard work to doing that. And yes, Jamie saying yes, I see the comment. Yes, Jamie, indeed, we hope that we don't have any more life alternating crisis very soon in the future. But who knows, just we would like to keep it anyway. If you don't have any questions regarding the bylaws, as I said before, also for those who came late, Brish couldn't attend the meeting because his wife is very sick and he has to drive her to the hospital. But he said he welcomed any questions regarding his financial report, which was sent, and he will answer it immediately today. I hope that then next Monday we will go to the room, not for big discussions, but just to vote on the one resolution, which we will agree, me and Christiane, and the bylaws, and then the election of the new committee. If you don't have any other questions and or any other comments, okay, Christiane, please.
Yeah, Tama, I think one idea for holding this Zoom discussion before the meeting next week was to try and talk through the controversial issues, and one of them, so that we don't spend too much time at the AGM discussing those. And one of those is the mediation effort, or the problem that has not been resolved with the previous president. And I think it would be great to, if we can, to get that out of the way, because, as I said, if we can try not to, if we can resolve something now, we might save ourselves a lot of discussion next week.
Okay, thank you very much. I give the floor to Jan. Nick as well is here, but I give the floor to Jan. Nick, Jan, please.
Yes. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud on
the phone. Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, well, that's quite a thorny issue, I'd say. I can, of course, report on it. The committee has asked three former presidents, Gunilla, Nick, and me, to look into this issue and to come up with a proposal or compromise, if you may say so. All I can say is we tried hard, very hard, but there was no common ground, I'm afraid to say. There was no common ground, and that's why we decided to say that the mediation effort is, well, rather futile, and I can't see any solution for this, because the positions of both parties, if you may say so, are not compatible. That's it. I can tell you how we started it. It was right at the beginning last year. We tried, but this was not really successful. And then a couple of weeks ago, we tried again. This was in May. And I asked the parties, if I may say so, to come up with a proposal on common ground. Because I think both parties in this case have to be flexible. If no one is flexible, then you can't find a solution. That's in such a case. You know, we've learned that many times in the Palais. If you have two parties like, let's say, the Syrians, I don't want to compare anyone with the Syrians or with the regime, but if you have... But if you have two parties which are completely inflexible, then of course, then you have 20, 30, 40 rounds of talks. You can have proximity talks. You can ask, I don't know, you can ask the Pope to mediate, then you won't find common ground. So there must be a certain degree of flexibility. So I asked both parties to come up with a written statement on their degree of flexibility, and I set a deadline. This deadline was, I'm afraid to say, not met. Then we had some chats, and then I got some statements, but these statements, again, I'm afraid to say, did not show any sort of room to maneuver for a mediator, you know. And I can perfectly understand the two parties that they insist on their opinion. I can perfectly understand that they say this is the way it should be. I can perfectly understand that they stick to their positions. But if you stick to your position without any flexibility, then there's no solution. And I'm afraid that's the state of the play. There is no solution to this issue. all I can say is that our efforts were not successful. That's it. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much. I see there is a comment from Mark Engelhardt. Mark, please.
Yeah, it's not a comment, it's a question, actually. I mean, I understand that there's probably no common ground, and I'm really sorry if I don't remember all the details from 2 or 3 years past, but what is it that the three presidents suggest now we should do? And I think we're, at least from my point of view, there was at a certain time discussion about legal procedures on behalf of ACANU. And I'm wondering, have these legal procedures been stopped? Are they still ongoing? And if they're still ongoing, then what would you suggest as the former presidents? I think that's also something which would be great for the general meeting, that if you don't find common ground, of course, you can state that and report that, but then you should suggest how to proceed from here, just in your capacity as former presidents.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Well, many thanks, Mark. But I'm afraid to say our job was to find common ground, you know, and we didn't find common ground. I said right from the beginning, if I do it, I'll be totally neutral, you know. And I hope that I have been neutral throughout this process. Probably the two parties can confirm that. Actually, I don't know how to proceed. I've no idea. And I think this is should be a matter of the new committee. I think it's not appropriate to sort of, outsource it to former presidents to come up with a solution. Why do we have a committee? Why do we elect a committee? We have a committee in order to be the executive branch of our association. And this is an executive problem. And this has to be solved by the current committee or by the next committee, but not by former presidents. And if you come up with a proposal here in the assembly or in the pre-assembly, please go ahead. But our job was solely to find common ground, and we haven't found it. So that's it. You know, it's I can't say anything else. It's really a matter of the committee. That's why we have a committee. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much, Catherine.
Yes, I see the question of Jamie in the group, and Jan, thank you for what you said. The fact that the committee, the actual committee, did kindly request the advices of the former presidents was because there was a demand from the members in order to have a very neutral and experienced advice, recommendation, and will to solve the situation. Some members had the impression that the actual committee had something personal against the former president. And that is the reason why, and you all know how difficult and painful this situation has been for all the members, because it has put really an ambience in among the members that we hadn't seen for the last years of the existence of the association. So I think that, as Jan just mentioned it, and Christiane, that we should put this issue to the next committee, Next, and now that I think that everything has been tried with neutral, a neutral group, meaning Jan, Nick, and Gulina, and Jamie, you asked what common ground. The common ground is, on one hand, you have a situation of a lack of invoices, and on the other hand, you have the committee that is asking some evidences. So there's no common ground on that. That means that both sides, according what Jan said, what they discussed with, on the one hand, the former president, and on the other hand, the treasurer, they doesn't seem to be a common ground to find a solution. Even if the treasurer showed a certain flexibility, but it was not enough. And on the other hand, both sides did not find a solution. So I think, Jan, I agree about the fact that we should put that on the side and on Monday vote in order to have a new committee, and then ask the new committee to take care of that issue. Period, and not discuss that matter anymore, because otherwise we won't get through it. That is my personal view on that.
Thank you, Catherine. And I think really it is the best solution to save the time and next week that we postpone or we forward this file to the to the upcoming committee. They can take care of that. This is my point of view. Otherwise, we will lose a lot of time and arguments and counter arguments, etc., and we will lose the time. I think Paula asked it for the floor. Sorry, Paula, that you are waiting.
Yeah, hi. Thank you. So, actually, it was just to sort of it's going back to the previous issue that we were discussing. So, I put my hand up at that point. I can't put my hand up, so I asked to speak. It was actually regarding next week's meeting. And I don't know if we could just state clearly, because again, you know, I think that there are a lot of questions regarding the statutes and all that. So just that it's clear for the members that anyone, when it comes to the election, anyone can present themselves as candidates, and that they can present themselves right up to the AGM. And also, I guess you had included this in the last email, but that people who may not be able to attend can pass on a proxy vote with people who are in attendance. Just wanted to state that.
Okay, thank you, Paula. Just for your information, usually the secretary sends all this information a couple of days before the General Assembly, just because to avoid a lot of information at one email. It is a consequences of emails to be sent to the member, and the next email will focus on what will happen exactly on Monday, and the procedure and the way to make the proxy and where, etc. It will be more details on that. I thank you very much for your accuracy in the work. I give the floor. There is a follow-up question, follow-up from Catherine. Please, Catherine.
I'm sorry. I mean, in fact, I wanted to tell Paula that it is the tradition since many years that the secretary sends all the details regarding proxies, candidacy. I mean, candidacy, there's no candidacy in advance. You have to nominate people. You cannot decide yourself to be a candidate. I cannot say I nominate myself as a candidate. Normally, I need to be nominated by someone else. That's the tradition. And the secretary is sending all the, the technical procedures in order to provide proxies a couple days before the General Assembly. So it's what I wanted to say, what you say, Tamer.
Okay, thank you very much. Jane?
Good morning, everybody. Thank you. I wanted to echo what Gabriella had said earlier about thanking you guys, all of you, for all the work that you've done. Tamer, this year and the past couple of years, with all of these press briefings that you've arranged and you guys have organized, it's not just you, it's obviously Catherine and Christiana and all others. It's really been great. And I just want to thank you all. And this has been a very tormenting moment, obviously, for this other reason that I do hope we can all get past for whatever reason. I don't know any of the details, but it sounds like it's still hovering over the heads of ACANU, and it would be nice if we could somehow get past that. I mean, obviously that's a little bit idealistic perhaps, but I would like that to happen. I just had a quick question about the vote next week. How many voting members are there for the committee next week? Basically just how many people as it stands right now will be eligible to vote in the election next week?
I didn't hear your question well, Jamie. If you can repeat it, please.
He wants to know how many members to vote.
Okay, go ahead. Eligible to vote.
No. I mean, I don't know the number of voters. I mean, if you want to know, I think that it is.
It is the number of the well. We have 100 members, and all the 100 members has the right. Everyone has the right to vote, of course. But how many of these 100 will participate, I don't know.
It depends, because some people are members and forget to come or don't give a proxy. It is a little bit on a personal will, you know, if you want to be part of the life of the association or not. That is something that we don't know in advance usually. It is less or more always the same.
Yes, okay, that sounds good.
It's okay. Go ahead, please, Jimmy.
I guess I was just wondering if for people who want to run for the committee, basically, how do they go about doing the politics of it if they want to start trying to get support among the members? That's basically my question.
But I mean, usually what, if I may, yes, usually what... That. What happens, I mean, for forever is that, let's say that you, Jamie, you want to be a member of the committee. So you go among the members and you say, listen, I would like to be in the committee. Why don't you, I would like you to vote for me. I'm going to help you. I'm going to be active. And then the day of the General Assembly, someone has to nominate you. To say, I propose Jamie Kitten as member or as president or as vice president. Then some people are backing up this proposal, and then you are a candidate, and we put on the ballots your name, and people have to vote. And the one who gets the most votes is elected. It's very simple.
Yeah, I think I knew all that part. I was just trying to figure out basically how many people get to vote. Because you're using me as an example, I'm flattered that you mentioned that. But I mean, I don't know if would like to see you. But if I were to consider it, I'd like to know how many people I would need to reach out to and like how to get in contact with them if I wanted to ask them for their vote. That's basically my question.
Okay. Just to give you an information, the last, the first part of this General Assembly, actually in 7 September 2020, 59% voted for the. That means we had 59 members attended in person or via proxy. Just to give you an idea about the number.
Great. Thank you. That helps. Thanks so much.
Welcome. Well, that's mean now that we will have next week, next Monday, only the voting. only on the voting, and there is a question. Okay. Only on the voting and any other issues will not be discussed. Is just in case there is a clarification issue or something like that. Christiane, please.
Yeah, thank you, Tamar. I'm not sure that we can actually stipulate that there are no discussions because there are only 13 members on this call. So, I mean, those members who are not present now, obviously they can raise points. I don't think we can stifle that discussion. The other thing is on the previous president issue. Now, if it's so difficult to find common ground or to get a mediation proposal, we might also ask the AGM for guidance on how to proceed on that by putting forward, a motion. I mean, that would also be a possibility to maybe move forward and on this issue. So we could always ask the AGM, which is the highest decision-making body of the association.
Thank you, Christiane. I understand your point of view very, very well, but I'm afraid that we will lose a lot of time in a polemic debate. Therefore, the best solution is to forward this file to the upcoming committee, and then the upcoming committee can decide what to do to hold a special an extraordinary general assembly, maybe, or to hold a discussion through email circulation. But to open a debate on that next Monday, I think we will lose the time. I remind you all, we have only 2 hours. And as you said, we cannot forbid any person who has a question on the financial issue, on the bylaws, or whatever. In addition, the voting, collecting the ballots, counting, etc., it takes time. And we have to leave the room at 4 o'clock exactly. This is my point of view. And there is a comment from Catherine, please.
Yes, my comment is that we already did that, Christiane. If you remember, that is the reason why the previous General Assembly has never been able to end, because we had a limited time and discussion started on that. And to remember you, I mean, because of the problem already at that time, that was, I think, I think it was 2019, that is the reason why already members did request to look into it, to have a report. Reports have been sent to members. It has been a pin, and it has been a real poison into the association. So if you want to start again to ask members their advice on that, it will go into a debate that is going again to stop the normal process to elect a committee. I think that we should now stick what we did. And you know, Christiane, that we spoke about that in our committee, and I proposed to have this virtual meeting in advance to allow everyone to ask their question, to speak up in order to focus Monday on the election. We need to have a new committee. Please.
Okay, thank you very much. Jan, please.
Yes. First of all, I'd like to go back to the election of the committee. I would really like to appeal to those of you who want to be a candidate, who want to be a member of the next committee, to be aware of the fact that it is quite a lot of work. Those of you who have been in the committee know that. And to think about a way forward for all of us. We've had now loads of discussions. And my gut feeling is it's many of them are sort of very sort of theoretical, and we haven't touched the real issues yet for our association. The real issues are that we get cornered by the UN, and we all know that. I don't have to elaborate on that. We all know that. And that's a real issue. And we have to fight back. And we have to come up with a clear strategy how we can fight for our rights and how we can survive in the Palais, how we can keep our offices, how we can keep our presence in the Palais. That's a real issue. And people who want to get elected in the next committee should think about that and should be aware of that. And please, we have many issues in our association, and some phony issues, and some are overshadowing the whole life of the association. But we shouldn't be, distracted by past issues and be not aware of the issues of the future. That's really, really important. And I would like to remind all of you that our association, or proud association, has only survived in the last 70 years because we were looking forward, not to the past, not backwards. That's really, really important. Remember that.
Thank you very much, Jan. Indeed, it is a big challenge which we are facing now, and we will face in the upcoming in the upcoming months. And therefore, the next committee should focus on keeping our rights ahead. Thank you, Gabriella. I see your hand is raised, but Buddy is waiting. Yes, and he is now in his office. Buddy.
I thank you. Thank you, Jan. Absolutely. We need to, well, we are in the corner. Absolutely. We're in the corner. But in our mandate, we're trying to, first of all, we wrote more than, I think, about hundreds letters against the WHO and UNICEF, whatever, to try to defeat us. And vis-a-vis whatever the confinement, I've done the, well, any debates against the UNIS several times. That's what we have to say. Remand to the next committee. We have to do that. We have to continue. We have to continue. And I hope the new bloods could mandate our compliance to whatever the powers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Gabriella, please.
Yes, thank you, Tamer. Do you hear me? Yes.
Yes, sure.
I want to second what Jan said, and this new committee, we have to fight. It has to fight for our rights. It's impossible. I mean, no access to WHO so far. There at the committees at the Palais Wilson, you know, the committee of against torture, all of them that we used to be in the room, now we can't be in the room. So those are rights that we need to conquer again, because we were there already. So I don't see the reason. The same, no side events on this Human Rights Council because of the remodelation of the Palais. I'm sorry, but there are ways to have a side parallel with the victims and, you know, so on that side, we really need access and fight back, because for them, it's really comfortable to stay away from the press. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much, Gabriella, for your clear words, really clear words, and thanks. And I would like also to double Jan what he said. Catherine, please.
Yes, I wanted to really thank warmly Jan for his words, because he's right, and Gabriella too. We should absolutely, and I'm not talking only about the future committee, but I'm talking about the members. We should show a lot of solidarity because it is the only way to win against the mechanism that is trying to crush us. They took advantage of the pandemic to, in fact, diminish our access to information. And as Gabriela just said, they have always excuses. Oh, there's no room, or there's this, or there's that. But I mean, we all know that this is, in fact, a clear will to keep us as far as possible of the people. And that what we can get through press conferences that, by the way, are always remote. I mean, they try to keep us far away in person from the experts. And you guys have to know that they plan in the new building to have a restricted area for the press. That means that our badges won't allow us anymore, as we were used to run all over the Palais and to, you know, catch some experts or people in the Bar de la Presse or in places like that. The areas will be restricted, and you will need a badge, a specific badge, to have access to people. So that means that part of our job is disappearing, because we won't get spicy info and something particular regarding the media we're working for. So we have to fight, because these people are trying to push us out of the Palais. If it's not clear to you, I mean, you have to know that, and Jan and Gabriela are right. I mean, we should all focus on the future and fight all together. And as Buddy said, the committee wrote hundreds of letters to WHO, to other agencies. Some are not even answering us anymore. That means that they're not even polite and they don't care. So I think what Jamie did recently in a press conf with the president of the Human Rights, the Council of Human Rights, was very good. Mm-hmm. The only way that put the shame on them is to address them or questions or requests or demands in official press conferences that are listened in New York.
Yeah.
Because that is the only thing that touches them. Otherwise, they don't care.
Yeah.
I agree with you completely. Catherine, thank you very much for these clear words. And Buddy, you have something to say?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Again, also, we have to keep all the journalists' rights. For example, we need think about, we have to remove bike to the building who has been already prepared, or they are preparing. They are doing the renovation now. It seems on the in the November or October, we have to move bike. So the new committee has to keep the rights of ask unis to pay all journalists or just engage some companies to pay or just whatever. But we have to keep the rights. This means we have to looking for the possibilities of someone to help us without any payment from ourselves. We move back to our new building. So many, many issues that we have to keep our possibilities the rights. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mark, I think you raised your hand and then it is lower again. It is. Would you like to add something?
Yeah. Well, I totally agree with everybody, and I think we don't all have to say that. But what I'm wondering, of course, is why there is no discussion happening at ACANU in terms of, for instance, having a resolution or having, you know, something, a next step, so to say, that, so that now where letter writing doesn't help anymore, we can step up a bit our actions. And I'm wondering, really, if everyone in ACANU is aware of the situation. Don't forget that many journalists might be quite happy with the remote access to press conferences. It's so convenient. You have all the sound bites ready for production. And if you don't care about what you don't get, then it's a super service. And that's, of course, exactly what Eunice is trying to sell us. Mm-hmm. They're trying to tell us that it's all more convenient for us. And I think it's crucial that we get all our Canoe members, A, informed, and then B, behind this. And then C, we have to see, and the new committee has to see, what can be done against it. Mm-hmm. But at the point where we're standing now, I'm not really sure if all members are aware of the severity of the situation as it is.
Yeah, indeed, you are right. You are right. And I think the next committee, yes, Paula said, yes, she agrees with this, worthy of the discussion. Yes, you are right, Mark. And I think the upcoming committee will take this in account. We will advise them to keep this in mind as well. In addition, also, I would like to ask the members to send their concerns to the ACANU. Okay. Catherine, would you like to add something?
No. Maybe I forgot to put my hand down.
Okay, and Jan?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay, great. Yes, I would like to come back shortly to the issue with the three presidents. We had to come up with a solution. Don't get me wrong, you know, I don't want to say that we should forget about it, that we should go ahead without finding a resolution for this. Not at all, you know. I think this has to be resolved. There's no doubt about it that it has to be resolved. And I'm pretty sure we can do it. But the question is in which way we should do it, you know. I've tried to hammer out a solution, but it was, in my view, impossible. Probably someone else can take over to try and find a solution. I don't know, you know. It's a very tricky issue, I can tell you, because there are two conflicting stories. As I said, I'm totally neutral here. Totally. No, it's that's the job of a mediator. If you're not totally neutral, then you can't be a mediator. And I step back. And I looked at it, and I realized that it is impossible to find common ground now, you know, but probably there is some chance in the future, you know. Again, you know, I don't say that we should forget about it, that we push it away and sort of cover it up and say that's it. No way, you know, it should be resolved, but it shouldn't sort of hamper our efforts to come up with solutions for future challenges. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Jan. And I assure you that we will forward this issue to the upcoming committee. I hope that we don't have a long discussion on that on Monday to open the files and to discuss situations. Otherwise, we will lose the time. We will move the file to the upcoming committee, and I think there will be a solution for that. I think there will be also the goodwill to find a solution on that. There is no interest of anybody to keep the association, how to say that in English, als Geisel von diesem Problem. And I think that we the next committee can fix this issue very soon. Okay, if there is not any questions, then I would like to thank you all for the participation, and see you on Monday. For those who will come in person, welcome. For those who will not come in person, you can send proxies for the voting. It will not be there will be no Zoom sharing. Yes, Jamie.
Sorry, I just had a question in the chat, which will probably open a lot of can of worms. But I would just, I don't want to go back over this. I would think that for me as a member, not on the executive committee, I have no idea what's going on with that, the problem with the former president. I know that the committee is working on it. I know that the special three former presidents have been working on it. My question is very simple on that. I'm just trying to understand how much money that is going to cost the ACANU in the future for legal fees and what like that. Can we get a quick summary of that?
Well, I'm not the person. No, I think it is not a question of money, and we will try to fix this issue without going to the to the legal way. Catherine, please.
I mean, for these kind of matters, in Switzerland, there exists a system where you don't need a lawyer. So that's the good part of it. So you can have a legal act by just, you know, going to le tribunal without paying for a lawyer. Because when people owe money to other people, everyone has not the financial capacity to hire a lawyer for that, and it costs money. So it won't cost a lot of money. It depends also then, the tribunal can request an amount that is linked to the due amount. There's a percentage then that they will request in order to study the case. But it is not a question that you have to hire a lawyer and pay 10,000 Swiss francs or things like that.
Okay, thank you, Catherine. Mark?
Sorry, I was really planning on not saying anything about this, but I think the real danger here, and Jan pointed that out quite clearly, is that the next committee spends a lot of its time on resolving this matter instead of spending its time on trying to solve the problems we are having with the UN. And I think with the moving back to the offices, with the new restrictions regarding the badge and stuff, this is all under time constraints. It has to happen now. So I would really, really welcome any solution that is quick and that doesn't need not only no money, but also no time of the concerned parties. And I'm really wondering why it's not up to the general meeting just to say, okay, the question is this, we have expenses of so-and-so, and we some think it lacks the proper documentation. Now, would the general meeting want us to follow this further, or should we lay the whole thing to rest? And honestly, I think we should opt for the latter. It is really important that we concentrate on the important issues now. If the committee takes another year or two debating this, that's really, you know, this is impeding on the time the committee will have for anything else.
Yeah, I agree completely with you, Mark, really. And really, we have to focus on we have to focus really on the serious problems, or more serious problem at all. Well, I'm sorry, it is now 3 minutes and we have to go to the briefing. I wonder if Catherine would like to add something, or should we wrap up and close the meeting now?
I mean, I would say two things. We should all be able to focus on the future, meaning defending our rights. That is clear. But on the other hand, impunity could not be in our association. The money of the members is something special and has to be used for the members. That's all I have to say. And when there's a mishandling of money in any association, any place, it is normal to ask what has happened with the money. It is the money of, it's your money, it's my money. We pay a membership. So we are totally entitled to know what is happening with our money. And when someone is using our money and is not able to provide proper invoices to justify the use of the money, it is not normal. And I have nothing against anyone. It is like that in life. And I agree with Mark, we should not put our head anymore on that, because it has been a poison for the last 3 years. But we should handle it, give it to the next committee, and the next committee will handle it as well as possible according to the Swiss law, period. And we should focus on our work because we need to work.
Indeed. Yes. Okay. Thank you very much. I'm very sorry if someone has a question or comment or something. You can send it by email after that, because really we have to catch the briefing. I thank you all, and I wish you a good day, and see you on Monday in the room 24. Thank you and goodbye.